Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just want to bring you a short devotion that gives you a glimpse, a look into some of the curriculum, some of the topics that we talk about here at the Colony of Mercy, here at Barbara's Place, and what some of our residents are experiencing while they're here. And this past week at the Colony, we talked about consecration. And consecration really is just this fancy word for being set apart for the Lord, being set apart for His purposes, being set apart for His uses. And part of being consecrated is really denying ourselves, denying our self worth and our self esteem and all those things that we try to drum up within ourselves, and really relying on the Lord for our identity, relying on Him for our worth and value, relying on Him and His finished work on the cross as our identity. And part of consecrating ourselves is really denying our self-righteousness. And the thought of thinking that we bring something to the table. Listen, the only thing that we bring to our salvation, the only thing that we bring to the table is our lostness, is our need. And we see this in the Beatitudes. I love the Beatitudes, and the Beatitudes really are Jesus is showing us what kingdom living actually looks like. When you read through the Beatitudes, you actually kind of you think like, man, this is upside down. Like Jesus is turning what we value upside down, and really what He's doing is He's making it right side up. Like this is how we were created to be. And the first beatitude in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs." And so the poor in spirit, those who know that they are spiritually bankrupt, those who know that they need the Lord, those who know that they bring nothing to the table, those are the ones that the kingdom is heaven is for. And so if we are self-righteous, if we are looking down on others, we cannot be consecrated to the Lord, because we think that we are earning what we can never earn. And really the way this plays out is that we either go to church or and we find someone who just is struggling either differently than us or struggling in an area that we don't struggle with, and we'll puff ourselves up thinking about how good we are compared to that other person. And that is self-righteousness. That's actually thinking that I have the capability to do what only Christ has done. But Jesus lets us know that the kingdom of heaven belongs to the poor in spirit, to those who know that they need God. And what this does is that this makes us patient and loving towards the people in our lives. Because when I'm aware of my own need, when I'm aware of my own messiness, I'm able to approach those around me with love and with grace, because I'm aware of my need. And so we need to deny our self-righteousness. And this is something that just easily happens in us. And so we need to be on guard against it, just knowing that it is in our DNA to just compare ourselves to others and to make ourselves appear better than. And the call of Scripture is to deny that, to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow Jesus. We follow a crucified Savior. We bring nothing to the table. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We need to deny, if we're going to be set apart for God's use, if we're going to be consecrated, we need to deny our self-righteousness. Hope you've enjoyed this devotion. If you or anyone you know struggles with addiction, I'd love to talk to you. You can call me at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041. Have a great day.